Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool evening across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Those in Haifa can look forward to a pleasant night. Here are today's headlines. First, a report from the Jerusalem Post, coming in now, claims Iran targeted civilians as a tactic of war. The report argues for the accountability of senior Iranian leaders. Also, earlier today, Ynet reports former President Trump warns of a decisive U.S. response if no deal is reached with Iran. This follows indirect talks that ended without progress. Also this hour, Forward shares the heartwarming story of former Israeli hostages Sasha Trufanov and Sapir Cohen, who married earlier today. They were taken hostage during the October 7, 2023, Hamas attacks. Separately, JNS reports from earlier today that the IDF struck five terrorists in northern Gaza. Among them, a Hamas Nukba Force commando was killed. And finally, I-24 News highlights a significant event in Jerusalem. Over 70 million Christians are expected to join a global prayer event for Israel. Here's what people are saying online. A.G. Hamilton, a political commentator, noted just minutes ago a new report by Politico. It involves allegations of sexual assault against a main Democrat Senate candidate. Amit Segal, a prominent Israeli journalist, wrote just now about the so-called constitutional crisis in Israel. He explains the term is often misused in political discourse. Iba Chochana, a social media influencer, shared a reaction moments ago. They expressed shock over allegations against a man with a controversial tattoo. Let's go deeper into our main stories, starting with Iran's alleged targeting of civilians. The Jerusalem Post details a report by advertiser Yuri Morad, who accuses Iran of using missile attacks against civilians as a war tactic. Morad calls for legal action against senior Iranian leaders. This could heighten tensions and calls for international accountability. Turning to the U.S.-Iran talks, Ynet outlines how indirect negotiations concluded without any visible agreement, despite a ceasefire. Former President Trump stated the U.S. might take decisive action if no deal is reached. This warning signals potential escalation in U.S.-Iran relations. Meanwhile, The Forward reports a joyful moment amid the conflict. Former hostages Sasha Trufanov and Sapir Cohen married today. They were captured during the October 7th Hamas attacks, but have now found happiness. Their story offers a beacon of hope and resilience. In Gaza, JNS reveals that the IDF targeted and neutralized five terrorists today. Among them was a member of Hamas's elite Nukba force. This strike comes amidst ongoing military operations in the region, affecting local dynamics. Finally, I-24 News focuses on a spiritual gathering in Jerusalem. Over 70 million Christians are expected to participate in a global prayer event for Israel. This demonstrates the strong international support for the nation and its people. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Sayera is in advanced talks to acquire Oasis Security. The deal, valued at over $1 billion, follows Sayera's recent $600 million funding round. Separately, Globes notes that Alarm Technologies faces a slump after an FBI probe. The investigation involves the misuse of its proxy network by cybercriminals. And finally, Ynet Business highlights Green Lantern's recent acquisition. They have purchased a 49% stake in Biscotti, valued at 500 million shekels, after a thorough review by Israel's competition authority. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.